Hello, my name is Rick Ellis, and I'm the founder and CEO of Ellis Lab, and I want to welcome you to the Expression Engine 2.0 sneak preview. How many of you are currently Expression Engine users? Wow, most of you?
Yeah.
Well, after today, none of you will be. We can guarantee that. How many of you are here for the first time, you just want to check out Expression Engine and find out what it's all about? Wow, so about half, actually. That's good. We're going to do three things today. First of all, Kurt Deutscher, our Chief Technology Evangelist, is going to spend a little time addressing those of you who have never used Expression Engine before, talking a little bit about it, demonstrating what it's capable of, and explaining why so many web designers, web developers, and web professionals are using Expression Engine not only for their own personal sites, but for their client sites as well. Secondly, Mr. Derek Allard, live from Canada, is going to talk about CodeIgniter, our application framework, and Expression Engine, and we've got some interesting news that I think you'll be very excited to hear, and I told him that I would not spill the beans, and so I'm going to try to hold true to my word and not do that, but he's got some good news that I think will affect both communities in a really positive way, and we're excited about that. And lastly, Mr. Jones, over here, Derek Jones, will unveil the Expression Engine 2.0 control panel, which we have rebuilt from the ground up, and we think it's going to blow your mind. I am incredibly excited about it. We have been talking about a lot of the features and a lot of the new things we wanted to do in terms of usability, human interaction, and ease of use for well over a year now, but some of the technology that is enabling us to do that, specifically JavaScript and Ajax and some of those things, just didn't have enough browser support to make them feasible to be used. But today that's not the case, and we have done some really interesting things that I think you'll be very happy to see. And I think that's it. Kurt wanted me to say a little bit about our company. We've been around for 6 years, and Expression Engine just turned 4 years old, which blows my mind. It seems like just yesterday we released it, and now we have reached the end of our 1.x branch, and we are moving on to 2.0, which again, we're really excited about. So without further ado, I bring you Mr. Deutscher.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you very much. It's hard to believe that this whole company all started right inside there. My name is Kurt Deutscher, and I came to Ellis Lab in a very kind of fun way. I had the good fortune of being laid off about 6 years ago and had an opportunity to do some soul searching and choose a new career and kind of just completely change paths. And I wanted to move into web technologies because all the career fields I'd worked in before were shrinking and the web was growing. And I thought, wouldn't that be fun to work someplace where there's actually money coming in instead of money going out? It's the best choice I ever made. In that first year, I discovered what was then called P-Machine, now known as Ellis Lab, and found some software and a support community that enabled to get me up to speed and enabled me to do things and that I couldn't do before and enabled me to compete with other companies that there's no way I could have done without the software and the help of the folks there. And so that's where I came into this picture. I came in from another career field, didn't necessarily go to school to be a coder. I was a business major. At Ellis Lab, we're very, very focused. We believe that there's two key things that you need to be able to do. You need to have control over your design. In other words, you shouldn't have to design your website around some other technology. You should be able to have, you know, freedom of design and not be trapped into trying to fit your design to work with the CMS. We think the CMS should fit into whatever design that you want to do. The second thing that we believe that's just as true is that we believe the same thing with data, that you should have control over your data and your information that's in the content management system. And you should be able to have that data flow in and out of your design in just about any way that you can dream up. And so we really try to make sure that the software does that for you. We also believe that the software, the cost of getting involved with the software and getting familiar with it and getting engaged with it shouldn't break your bank. And that it should be affordable for you to then pass on to those costs to your clients if you're in the business of providing websites for others. We also believe that you shouldn't have to do this alone. And the company has been, you know, since the beginning has had paid support staff. In the, you know, in the beginning it was Rick staying up all night supporting people all over the world, and the support's moved into the, now we've got four people now on support.
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. There's always somebody there when I need help. There's four. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. Paid support staff that are making sure that people get help and things can get elevated. One of the things that I enjoy is that if I could really code myself into a corner and make a big mess of things, if the support staff can't figure out how I possibly could have done that in the beginning, it immediately gets elevated up to somebody at the development level, and we get help and we can move our projects forward so you don't get stalled. There's also a nice community of about 52,000 people out there that are very helpful, and you're part of that community. So you know the experience in the forums and participating in those. Expression Engine websites, we had some up here earlier. Expression Engine is used by Fortune 100 companies to power their sites, their websites, and their intranets. It's used by companies that are what I like to call one for fortune, as in startups, as I was, and some of you probably are. Small independent web firms, and just about everything in between. The next thing I wanted to touch on here was to show you, if you've never seen Expression Engine, a little bit of the inside here. So we're going to give you a quick demo and show you our current version of Expression Engine. And in this demo, we're going to take you into the control panel. And since I've always liked the saying, you had me at hello, so we're going to start with hello in our template, and then, did you already show the template? I'm sorry. There we go. Okay, so we're going to start with Hello World. It's a static template at this point, very, very, very simple coding. So we're going to then move into the Expression Engine control panel, and we're going to take that Hello World and bring it to life. And we've pre-populated a couple of news stories into a weblog in the software. And by the way, I should introduce Lisa, who is our customer support specialist, who's doing the coding for me. If you're in the forums as often as I am, Lisa's probably helped you out of at least 100 scrapes by now. She's I can't see around that speaker, but she's pre-populating she's pulling in the weblogs tag. There we go. Do we have it? I need to get where I can see that block in it. Oh, okay. So we've got our weblogs tag in there now, and she's basically put in the simple coding that we need to pull our news information out of the database, and there it is. There's our two news stories. And again, one of the things I told you that is important to us at Expression Engine is that you have control over your information, and you be able to use that information within your design however you'd like. So we'd like to show you how easy it is then to create another batch of information, another weblog, and bring that in and put it on the same page within the same design template. So she's going to go and create a sports group here. This is a weblog for our sports information. And she's copying some information from the news, so we didn't have to redo all of our settings. Once you've set something up that's working for you, you can copy it within Expression Engine and reproduce it. The next thing is that she's going to go and add a little bit of content then to that new weblog. So she'll put in an entry. This is what our published page looks like. And once she's got that content in there, she'll send that on to the database. And then we'll go back into the templates, and again, we'll need to add a second weblogs tag to pull that information back out of the database. So we're going to give the template some instructions to go into the database and grab that. And at the same time, she's adding a second column to our simple design here, our sort of undesign, if you will. And you can see it really doesn't take a lot of, it doesn't take a lot of effort to do this, unless you're doing it in front of a full audience. And she's got her tag in, it's set up, and now when she hits the refresh button, we should have our brand new sports content. And that's the simplicity of the engine and how you can control the content and put it where you want. It really doesn't, the design moves in around that, and that makes it easy for you to work with. When you've got tools like this that you can use, a person like myself who's coming from another field can come in and get familiar with the tool and immediately go out and start getting work and start working with clients. Maybe it was a little too soon when I first stepped out because I didn't know as much as I wish I had, But I was able to go out and start getting work and get engaged and get involved because I had a tool that sped up my ability to build the websites. And at this point, 4 years later, I've launched almost 100 Expression Engine websites because I've gotten familiar with using the tool and working with the clients and the client flow. And this tool enables me to produce those sites quickly and efficiently and do some very complicated, nice things for clients that there's no way I could do without these tools, because I didn't have time to go back to school and study to, you know, hand code all the PHP and things myself. So it's been a great learning tool for me. I'd now like to pass. Is there anything else? Yeah, let's pass things on. I'd like to now pass things on to Derek Allard. And because this is, if you're familiar with Expression Engine, it sounds like most of you are, you're here to find out what's coming next. And so Derek Allard, our technology architect and quite frankly our Code Igniter evangelist, is going to tell you some of our big news of the day.
Thanks, Kurt. It's great to get a chance to meet a couple of you face-to-face, even after getting to know you on the forums a little bit. So I just want to start off by saying thanks. My big news and what I want to spend next couple of minutes talking about is probably the worst-kept secret that we've ever had. Expression Engine 2.0 will be powered by Code Igniter. This is great news for you if you're an Expression Engine developer, and this is great news for you if you're a Code Igniter developer. It kicks ass. If you're sitting in this room right now, you've got an opportunity to get a little bit comfortable with what Expression Engine's all about. Some of you haven't had the opportunity to see what Code Igniter is all about, so I just want to take a real quick moment to talk about Code Igniter. Code Igniter is our open source PHP framework. And what that means is that it's a tool that allows you to quickly and easily build powerful, scalable, secure websites. And Code Igniter, web applications, I guess is more accurate. And Code Igniter itself is in a really interesting position because it has a very specific vision, a very clear vision, and a very dedicated community. And what this has meant is that it's managed to raise itself to the short list of really relevant PHP frameworks available today. Code Igniter, in fact, comes out of the code base of Expression Engine. And I like to joke that it's the ingredients of Expression Engine left uncooked. You cook it however you need to cook it. As Code Igniter has started to mature and we've had the opportunity to see what it's really capable of doing, and we've had the opportunity to see the benefits that are really apparent of running a web application on top of a framework, we've started to ask ourselves the obvious question that brings us here today, and that's, why aren't we building Expression Engine on top of Code Igniter? And the answer is largely historical. I mean, Expression Engine came first. It was just a lot of work. But after we got a chance to see some of the advantages, we really had to have a serious internal debate and internal discussion. That was followed by a couple of really long days and lots of very late nights. And we finally managed to get to the point where, purely as a proof of concept, we got Expression Engine running on Code Igniter. And that's my graphic to illustrate that. At this point, it was purely proof of concept, but we knew it could be done. And so we set to work. The development team were pretty enthusiastic about this. And today, we're way beyond proof of concept. Expression Engine 2.0 is running on Code Igniter. And this is such an important point that I wanted to create another slide just to really drive it home. Expression Engine, the Burninator. But what this really means in the big picture is something much more important than that. And if you're an Expression Engine user, it being built on top of Code Igniter provides you with the ability to drop out of the pre-existing tools, the pre-existing capabilities, and build it yourself or get someone else to build it for you. The tools that the application framework that Code Igniter makes available to you, it's tremendously accessible to you. And if you have experience with PHP, you'll pick it up right away. If you're a Code Igniter user, and I've recognized a few here already, this is even huger news, Because what this means now is you can drop Expression Engine on top of your pre-existing code base, a full-fledged featured content management system with everything that brings right on top of your CodeIgniter application. Membership, forums, wiki, everything else that comes with Expression Engine right on top of CodeIgniter. And it's not just the code bases that are merging, it's the communities that are merging. I come from the CodeIgniter community. That's how I come to LS Lab. No matter which community you're in, and many of you are in both already, you had the opportunity to see that the Expression Engine community is really dedicated, very engaged. And the CodeIgniter community is really dedicated and very engaged. And these two communities are coming together more and more. And having Expression Engine built on top of CodeIgniter means that the line is blurred to the point where I'm not even sure it's going to be that relevant to talk about two separate communities for too much longer. We're going to start to see modules coming out for Expression Engine written in CodeIgniter. We're going to start seeing developments in CodeIgniter being pushed by Expression Engine. Having an application framework like CodeIgniter means that you're going to be writing code faster and easier, more consistent, more securely. And it means that for us, for LS Lab. It means us for the development team. And it also means that for third-party developers who are building modules for Expression Engine. But more importantly, it means that for you, the end user, the person who's building websites with Expression Engine or building applications with CodeIgniter, it's going to be faster and easier for you. And if you've had the opportunity to see how CodeIgniter's been evolving right now, you've already started to see this transference go over. Having the two code bases come together provides an instant expansion of capabilities for both of them. And I want to, instead of just talking about it, let me give you a few quick examples. When we started building Expression Engine on top of CodeIgniter, we realized that this is a really complex piece of software. And CodeIgniter was powerful, but it needed more. So we started expanding on the database library. We started expanding on what we call Active Record. It's all abstracted out, and all of that is now part of Expression Engine. So this means that you can query your database in an abstracted, consistent way. It is a faster interface, and it also provides a more consistent, reusable interface. We also needed to develop tools for the database. So we've developed something we call DB Forge, or the Database Forge, which enables you to manipulate your database at the code level, adding tables, adding fields. Very powerful tool. And database is only one library, and we have two dozen, maybe more, libraries available. So another concrete example. Move forward. Are the actual other libraries that are being developed. By having Expression Engine constructed on top of CodeIgniter, this means that we immediately have access to a more powerful session class, more powerful HTML generation, table generation, form generation, unit testing. I mean, these are all, sorry, I'm getting a little nerdy right now, but if you're a programmer, be excited. If you're an Expression Engine user, your programmers are excited, and that's good. And another thing that, and this really just makes me tingle, we've got a JavaScript library now built into CodeIgniter, built into Expression Engine. We're using jQuery. If you're a user of jQuery, I could probably just stop right now and put down the microphone and you'll be impressed. It's fantastic. And we know that not everyone is in love with jQuery like we are. It effectively works like the database class. You provide the driver for the library you want to use. You're a Scriptaculous user, literally, just change one word, it'll abstract it out, now your code will be written in Scriptaculous. You want to use MooTools? Same thing. Very powerful interface. And it means that you as an Expression Engine developer can build, you know, dynamic effects on the front end. You can build Ajax effects, Ajax login calls for a client login area. We can even use it in the control panel. We've really expanded out what it's capable of doing. And at the end of the day, here's what it means to us. If Expression Engine needs it, CodeIgniter gets it. We're going to share, and we're going to share open source. Everything we do for CodeIgniter is developed open source. That's yours. That's out there. And if it sounds like the like we're adding a lot and things are getting big and you're a little worried about speed or code bloat, so are we. We're obsessive about it. Everything we do is with the intention of keeping CodeIgniter the fastest framework in its class. Everything we do is with keeping it streamlined and efficient. This is important to us. We're not going to break CodeIgniter. And at the end of the day, it means that Derek, Paul, all of us, the development team, we get to spend more time building Expression Engine and less time building tools. It also means that we're getting paid to develop CodeIgniter. We're pushing it forward now. Here's my ending slide. Having the two come together, CodeIgniter expands Expression Engine's capabilities. And having it built on CodeIgniter, Expression Engine expands CodeIgniter's reach. This is a whole new philosophy for us, a whole new development methodology for us, and it's really enabling us to push Expression Engine hard. And you don't have to take my word for it. I won't talk anymore about what you could do. Let me show you what we've done. Derek?
Bear with me for a moment here while I change my mouse speed settings. Lisa likes a fast mouse. Okay, Rick kind of touched on the point that there were really two things that we were looking for whenever we were modifying the control panel, because we're pretty happy with the control panel in 1.6. It does what it needs to do and gives you access to powerful tools. So what we wanted to do is, instead of just making changes for the sake of making changes, we're looking at two things. We want a user-friendly front end for your end users and your clients, and we also want the control panel to be developer-friendly, increase the ease with which you can customize things, and to minimize the amount of time you're spending training your clients and things such as that. So we met this goal, the first goal of end user friendliness, by collaborating with a good designer that uses Expression Engine daily, Verily Peters of Duo. We collaborated with her for the design of the new control panel. And our second goal is made easier for you by a lot of the points that factor two of Derek Squared just brought up about CodeIgniter being on there. If you're not a CodeIgniter user, I encourage you when you get home to download it and to look at it. We use a model view controller approach that is going to let you make your own themes and customize things really easily. Or you can just talk to some of the CI developers that are here at South By, and they'll key you in on that. So this is going to let us have a more powerful theme set and tools for us at the beginning, and offer you multiple themes right from the start.
But enough jibber-jabber, Mr. Jones. Show it to me.
Can't type with one hand. You switch me over to number one, please, Lisa. Okay, so here is our Expression Engine 2.0 control panel homepage. And no longer is the homepage a repository of different stats and different things that are on your website, but we've divided it into three main areas so that your clients can get to the task that they need to do, whether that's creating content, modifying content, or they just need to look at something. That's the primary goal here. And again, we want everything to be dynamic and work on a variety of browsers and to be nice and snazzy. So there's a lot of effects that you'll see here. Now keep in mind that this is not feature complete, so you may see some things that are content placeholders and things like that. We're still working on it. It's in progress. Okay, so our main navigation, you can see, has been restructured up here. Instead of tabs, we have these different navigation buttons. But just like the tabs in 1.6, you and your clients can create your own buttons up there to have access to the tools that you like. We've also moved the site switcher over here to the right, so it's not in the tab anymore. And this sidebar, this area here where you see Duo's logo, this is implicitly so that you can put the site's logo there. That's something that people have been asking for quite a bit in the control panel, so we're just going to make that area there for you. We're implementing a control panel search. And then quick links, the default, will give you access to your most recently edited templates, entries, comments, things like that. And this is also another area where you can customize your own. And the sidebar itself can be hidden out of the way to increase your workspace so that you can have full screen whenever you're working on different things. Now these tabs on the bottom, this is a brand new area to 2.0. And it's another method of extensibility that we've added in. We call these accessories. And there's two default accessories that are shown here. The learning expression engine, which has links to the tutorial videos, community tutorials, and support, the official support resources. And we also have news and stats where we've got our expression engine blog and your site statistics over there. But what's really good about these accessories is how easy it is to create your own. They're very simple files. It's something that if you have no experience with PHP and the information that you want to put in there is static and informational, you can do it without any problems at all. So let me give you an example. We'll go to the accessories, which we access in our add-ons area. And we have a table of our accessories available here, similar to the extensions manager, if you're used to seeing that. And we'll just go ahead and install these two that I have in my third-party folder, Albatross and FeedMe. And the FeedMe is just one I thought, you know, hey, I'm in my Expression Engine control panel and I want to have access to my favorite Expression Engine related feeds. And so I have the official Expression Engine developer blog here, and I've got Boink's blog that has some great tutorials on it. And let's say I want to add Mr. Allard's site. And add that in there. And then another thing we thought about is maybe some people will want tutorial videos or something like that. So if you want videos directly for your users so that they can be trained on how to use the control panel. A little Monty Python there. But what we really think people are going to use, what we envision accessories becoming, of course there's going to be some third-party developers that are going to come up with some really great accessories that everybody's going to want to use, but primarily what we think this is going to be is you'll have your own for your own company and your own clients to train them in the way that you want. When you set up their control panel on their site, it'll be able to provide instruction and training for them. For instance, in this table you see it shows that it's available to member groups in a specific page. There'll be a member group selection here to where you can control which member groups can see an accessory, and you can even limit it to a specific page. So if you have a list of instructions for how you want your client to publish to a particular collection, ask us about that in the Q&A panel, you can set it so it only shows up on the publish page. So their control panel is not cluttered up with, you know, 50 million accessories down on the bottom. It's only on the pages that you want them to see that it's in context there. So that's accessories, and we think those are pretty cool. How are we on time, Lisa?
We're good.
Okay. The administration area is getting a significant change as well, separating it between content administration and system administration. All of our utilities that used to be underneath here are been moved to the tools menu, so we're trying to reduce the number of things that are in each menu and make more logical distinctions there. The members area is another good area where we do this. Instead of being in the administration, members is its own complete area now. And we'll show you here in search members. Something that we're trying to implement consistently throughout the control panel is table filtering. So if you've got a search and we want to auto-filter, and it'll do that for us as we take it down there. Again, this is just some of the benefits that we get from tying jQuery in here. Another common table that people use that has gotten a lot of love is the edit table. This is familiar to most of you. One thing that we've added is custom date picking. So if you want to do your search, just a real simple calendar, and it'll plunk that date in there for you so that you can search to and from dates easily. Another thing with tables, there's a lot of informational tables in the control panel, and so we want you to be able to sort on them. So you can click on any column on the tables and sort. And the table sorter plugin for jQuery even allows you to sort on multiple tables. So if we've got our author sorted there with Tom and Jerry, we can shift click on title and subsort between that. So that's really neat. Along with this, we've added AJAX paging so that when you do your pagination links, it'll pull that in. This is dummy content. But you can see one of the advantages here, of course, it's faster because it doesn't have to reload the whole page. But if you've got your columns already sorted, if you notice there, it keeps the column sort whenever you paginate through your data. So that should be pretty handy too. The design area. Templates, message pages, and themes, all in one area of the control panel. This has been often requested as well. We can look at the template manager, and this is going to be pretty familiar. There's not a whole lot we changed because, again, we like the way we have access to our template groups and our templates. But one thing that we think is really handy that we've added is inline preference editing for a particular template. If you need to enable PHP or change your caching or just rename the template, you can do it right there without having to go into a separate form for your preferences. The last area I think we'll show you today is probably the most exciting, and this is the publish page. And this is where you're going to get a lot of control over what your clients see. Now, what you see here is what we call an edit mode of the publish page, and this is where the administrator can set up the publish form for each of the collections. The basic idea is that we're providing you with a default form and default tabs, but then it's pretty much up to you how you want to design that so that you can control where your custom fields are and things like that. The different tabs, we've got a basic date tab and a category tab, of course. But we want you to, if you want statuses, you know, to not be in the options tab, if you want status to be on the main publish form, you can go down here and pick your status and drag it over there. Or if you want it to be on a separate tab, we can just create a tab, and we've got a tab there already, blank slate for you, to add your own custom fields or categories or whatever selections you want in there. Now, the form elements themselves are sortable and can be repositioned. So if you can, I don't know if you can see that drag handle very well on the projector, but we can take this and we can move these around and reorder them however we need and save this. And we don't want our end users, of course, to see the edit mode and to have all this information on here. It needs to be simpler for them, so we can just hide the toolbar. And if you can, I love this, if you can watch this little, these control handles over here and just watch as they slide in and out. Handles.
I clicked on that for 4 hours once.
You too?
Yeah.
So this is the basic publish that the user's going to see. They won't see the edit unless you've given them administration privileges to be able to edit forms themselves and to move things around. Another thing that we put emphasis on is publishing content. We know that Expression Engine is continuing to be pushed by users into more and more complex areas for data entry and things like that. But there's still a lot of people that use it for publishing more traditional content. And these text areas, I don't know about you, but I have used third-party tools constantly so that I can edit them in a different application and then come back and save it there, because the little text area is just not that handy for it. And I'm not a big fan of formatting buttons myself, so I'd get rid of those. But then when I really want to write, I want to go into a write mode and not have any distractions and just do my thing there. Again, not a fan of buttons, so my preference would be to close that, but other people are going to want to use that or have an extension for TinyMC or whatever. And then just write your content, publish it to the field. And, of course, if you change your mind and you do something there and you go back, it's dynamically updated. All right. That's all the time we have for exploring the 2.0 control panel today. We're going to try to keep you up to date on enhancements as they come along, as we build up to the release to show you the new things that we have that it's going to bring you. Leslie.
All right, since we actually got the main stuff done a lot faster than we thought we would, I guess we're going to take some questions. If it's questions, we promise to answer truthfully, do we? Yeah, we'll try to answer truthfully, and hopefully we can get the second mic working as well. While Derek's working at the other mic, we want to take a moment just to say thank you for showing up. Tell your friends we have two other presentations today as well at 11:30 and 2. Is that the other one?
Yes.
Yes. And then there's also the open discussion panel later on this afternoon where you can ask. The entire thing will just be open to questions. Did we have? Does the other mic work, Derek?
See.
All right. Oh, yes, and then tomorrow we also have a brunch with the Ellis Lab event that's upstairs in Ballroom G. That's from 10:30 to 11:30 for those of you who can actually get out of bed you know, we're going to try to make it.
Some of us will be there.
Right, some of us will be there. And then we also have a party tonight, Soul Space. Mitchell's here in the front row. For those of you who haven't met Mitchell, go and say hi to him.
And thank him.
He's also hosting an event this evening as well. Do you want to take the mic out? Or
there's some cards here.
Yeah, grab a card.
He's hosting an after-hours party, after-hours coffee. We're throwing a party at Moonshine just across the street on the other side of the convention center at 6 o'clock. T-shirts and booze and food. It's all on us. And then Mitchell is...
we're worth it.
And T-shirts.
And Mitchell is doing a little after-hours coffee. So
coffee's out, yeah. Booze in, twice tonight.
Tom Meyer, Triple Dog Intermedia. I've been in the content management space for a long time, and congratulations, this looks really good. I'm a CodeIgniter developer, but I'm not familiar with Expression Engine. The scenario that we find a lot with our customers is that every single customer has a different content type, and they express it differently by different fields. So, for example, they might have a news field or a press release field where they have distinct fields that they want to track, and they want behavior associated with an expiration date or whatever. Can you go back to, you know, the form you were working on there and just kind of zoom in on that a little bit? Because I'm a lot interested in that aspect of what you guys are working on.
We'll let Derek address that.
So you were working on the fields there, and you were showing how you could move the form fields around.
Yeah, let me just say, for those who aren't familiar, in the publish area of Expression Engine, you have total control over the number of fields and the type of fields. If you need lots of text areas, you can create them. If you need them to be pull-down menus, if you want them to be, you know, whatever data type, you can build your data model, essentially. And you can have multiple groups of those things so that... And they can all be on the same page if you want in terms of the display. You really have total control over that aspect, but maybe...
Essentially building a content type or
you can
model.
Build, yeah, you can essentially you know, create your data model.
Yeah, and I didn't really cover it in the demo there, but one of the things that this allows you to do in the fields here is instead of having to go to the administration area to manage your weblog fields, your collection fields, or whatever, you can create them right there. So all your management can be done there in the publish page. You can create your categories and edit your category custom fields and stuff like that. We want you to be able to do that right in the publish form instead of having to bounce back and forth between two pages. So that's really what the tool is going to provide for you there. And the tabs is just an extension of that. For a long time, you know, we've had all these tabs in the publish page. And like you said, everybody has a different opinion about where each widget should go on the tabs and maybe what we think. Isn't the way your clients think and operate, and so that's what you're going to be able to do with those tabs, is to be able to control that, or even just ditch them there like that if you want. Adding your authors, adding your MacGyvers.
And let me just say also, it's all permission based, member group permission based, so that if you have Joe, who you want them to be able to add content to your site, and you've got Susie, but you know, she is only allowed to edit the content. She can't really add new content. Or, you know, you can control exactly what any member of your site can do, what area of the control panel they can access, what they can publish, what they can do. And in that respect, it's a very powerful tool.
Mm-hmm. Was your question about positioning elements on the page?
I was just more curious about, like, I can kind of infer from what I've seen that you can position and order them and group them. A lot of times, customers, they get confused if there's a lot of fields and
together,
whatever. What I'm also interested in is if I create a custom model for, let's say, a press release or a calendar event, can I associate behaviors such as an expiration date field and say have that really expire that content automatically?
Yes.
You can do that in the current version of Expression Engine as well.
And I'm not familiar with it. So
yeah. We have time for a couple more, I think.
Testing. Okay. I've been using Expression Engine for a while myself. I'm Jay Brother Love in the forums. Rick, you touched on perfectly what I was about to ask about member-based permissions.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some frustrations around wanting to associate members with more than one member group.
Multiple member groups.
Yes. Is that going to be a possibility?
definitely perhaps.
I appreciate your honesty.
You know, maybe Paul should address that because that...
Actually, I think Bjork said it best. Possibly, maybe.
Yeah. Possibly, maybe. It has definitely been on our minds for a while. And as you probably, anyone who does coding as well, aware of multiple member groups and permissions, you have to have some primary permissions taking over. So I have a solution in mind. I'm not positive it'll work out, but we have high hopes. Just to wet your whistle there.
But it's a complex problem, and it's definitely on our minds. Yeah, because we could use it as well.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Jeremy from Trend Hunter, so I just want to say I love Expression Engine. It's nice to see all you guys there. At least I want to hug you later for all the times you've helped me. One of my questions is on the publish form. If you guys have any new ideas in terms of image handling, thumbnailing, it'd be really neat to have something where you can almost drag and drop thumbnails and have people move things around.
The answer is yes. We have an idea for a file manager in place, but it's not ready to show yet. I don't know if anyone from the dev team wants to talk about it. I just heard the dev team talk about it, so I can't really talk with too much authority about it.
We have a finger on the pulse of what people are wanting to do with that, and we want to meet all those goals. I don't have anything to show you today, but that's something we're focused on.
The short answer is yes. We really wanted to have a file management library thing built into it, and we've tossed around a lot of ideas, but I don't know what will actually make the release, but it'll be good.
And for the Codeigniter folks, obviously we're going to have to expand the image library and image processing. Of course, as Allard talked about, you're going to get that as well in Codeigniter.
Right, so... I don't know if you heard Paul about that, but yeah, that's what Allard was talking about. That's some of the stuff that's going to happen. So since Expression Engine needs it, then Codeigniter will get it, and the communities will share and all that good stuff. So the file management library is something that I really want personally as well. So we're all kind of looking forward to seeing what we come up with as well. We have time for at least one more.
Scott Hacker, UC Berkeley. My question is about building custom tools where you have a fairly advanced workflow. Think of an example where you're processing applications coming from the outside, you've got multiple reviewers, reviewing and rating, you need to build averages and return and send out acceptance and rejection letters, things like that. Would you build a custom view, sort of public-facing custom view, but that's really for your internal reviewers, or would you use these... the field reordering and field customization to build that as an internal tool. Where does the customization capabilities, where do they drop off?
Expression Engine gives you the option to do it either. So it's really up to you. One of the things that
sold me on this tool is that there's about five ways to do everything with it. So you have the option of bringing the user into the control panel and showing them the custom fields that you've set up within the control panel, but you also have the option of building the front-facing form that's fully formatted with your CSS and having them even log into that if you want. Expression Engine allows both, so it isn't a either or. And that's true with Expression Engine with a lot of things, is that there's a lot of flexibility there. And it has more to do with what I find is it has more to do with the education level and the experience level of the users that will be using the website than it does with limitations on the content management system.
If I could just add to that for a sec too, we can't account for every possible manipulation of data that you might want to do. But now that Expression Engine is built on top of Codeigniter, I don't want to say it would be trivial to program it, because it wouldn't be trivial, but it's very capable that you could start doing very complex mathematical calculations on custom field groups, pump that information out to different data sources, however you wanted to manipulate it. So the expansion of Expression Engine onto Codeigniter immediately opens up new avenues, even above and beyond already being able to do custom fields and custom data types. So someone like you actually should be very excited by what's coming up with the new code base. Yeah.
And actually, a quick question for me to the audience is, just raise your hand if you've ever used or created an extension to modify something in the way the control panel looked or behaved. Not a whole lot, but enough that it happened.
Oh,
well, and that's really a question. I think it's more of a human question. Before, when you wanted to do that, you'd have to build a standalone entry form. But now you don't have to rely on extension hooks to be able to modify the control panel. They're view files. Again, if you ask a CI user, they'll be able to explain what that is to you. So you're basically just going to be manipulating the HTML directly how you want in the theme for your clients. You don't have to go into the core code of Expression Engine and hack the control panel or add an extension to do that.
All right, yeah, I think we should probably, okay, we'll field one more quick one, and then, because I know there's other panels people might want to get through, and we'll be available afterwards if you want to come up and talk to us too.
All right, first, the obvious, when?
When? Oh, well, this is the easiest question to answer, when it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not a moment before.
All right, no. The second one is just how easy is it going to be to migrate an existing site to two? I mean, how much?
We are trying to make that as straightforward as possible. And I don't want to speak too much for Paul. In fact, let me just have Paul answer.
An existing site, sorry. Let me think for a moment. What have we changed? An existing site should be able to run the installer and work by default. There are a few things we're still working out to make it easy so it works seamlessly. Third-party add-ons are probably the only hiccup right there. And we intend to have a developer preview for developers like Mitchell. And I've already written out instructions for transferring the code over to the new architecture. And Mitchell's tag module, I like to mention this, is fairly complex. I was able to convert it in under an hour to work in 2.0. So I think with the developer preview, I really think... Okay. So, you know, like a day of Mitchell stuff. So I really think with the developer preview, we can have most sites running pretty from day one when EE 2.0 is released.
If it makes you feel any better, this is 2.0 right here. So we've made a commitment to backwards compatibility for your content. I think what Paul's trying to say is developers, your add-ons, you're going to need to do stuff. But as far as your templates and sites that you already have, most things are pretty much going to just work.
Anything out of the box, we're going to do our best to just make it work when you upgrade. And I think that's a key thing, is that we are doing our best to make this an upgrade and not a migration. The last thing I want to say is, if you're brand new to Expression Engine and this was your first introduction, this was a very technical presentation because we're introducing CodeIgniter. And what I want to encourage you is that if you don't know any programming at all like me, I don't know anything. These guys talk over my head all the time. I'm an HTML CSS guy. Is that Expression Engine, you don't need any PHP skills. If you don't care about CodeIgniter at all, and you never want to open up a view file or anything, you don't have to. It's never a requirement. One of the things about Expression Engine is that we really want to make it accessible and easy to use. Is if all you know is HTML and CSS, you're just learning a little bit of extra markup like we showed in Kurt's demo. You can grab a copy off our website. We have a core version that's free to download, give you an idea of how it works. We also have a full version that's a hosted demo, get your feet wet. As you heard Lisa clap, they clap for our support team because these guys are awesome. Just post in our forums. We'll answer your questions usually within a couple hours. We're a community that's known for being very responsive. So I would encourage you that if you're not a programmer, just go ahead and try it. I just want to emphasize that there's not a lot of technical stuff you need to know on the back end to really make use of it. Kurt's another great example of this. We're just HTML web guys. You know, my story is like Kurt. I used to work in a marketing company, and I did a research because I needed to make a $10,000 website, and we didn't have $10,000. And I found P Machine Pro, and I was like, oh my goodness, I can take the programmer out of the equation. And that's how we got started. And I know a lot of Expression Engine users, that's the thing, is that Expression Engine replaces your need for that. And what CodeIgniter really does is that if you are the programmer, now you can really add into it. And really, we're giving you a built-in market to build applications for as well. We don't want to take too much of your time because there's other panels you may want to get to. We're going to be up here available for questions. There's two more presentations, open panel, party, etc. Everything is on our website. If you go to ellislab.com, there's a South by Southwest tab at the top that has maps and directions to everything we're going at. We'll be at for the rest of the weekend here. And thanks for coming. Tell your friends. Have them show up.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.